Fashion Anthropology, Fashion Jinryu Gaku, l'anthropologie de la mode. Je suis Tiffany Godoy. On Fashion Anthropology, we deep dive into the movements and minds shaping fashion culture today. From street to looks, Shanghai to Paris, underground to legendary. Slam Jam, connector, patron, platform, movement, attitude. Slam Jam. Luca's love of American surf, sport, and music culture was the catalyst for founding Slam Jam. Even earlier in Switzerland, Edwin Fay embraced another side of U.S. culture, Americana. Think classic denim, motorcycle jackets, and later workwear including Carhartt.
Mode Anthropologie.
In 1989, with his wife Salome, he co-founded Carhartt Work in Progress. Soon after, Slam Jam started distributing Carhartt in Italy. Bonded naturally by mutual interests and attitudes, it's likely Carhartt's price point and consistent sales that allowed Slam Jam to mix cool with commerce. Together, these two companies have become the backbone of European street culture.
Fashion Anthropology.
Mein Name ist Salome Fay und ich bin Creative Director bei Carhartt WIP.
Episode 3. Partenariat et coexistence avec Carhartt Work in Progress.
Ich heiße Edwin Fay und ich bin hier der Chef der Bude, Carhartt.
Fashion Anthropology.
What did a young couple from Basel, Switzerland have in mind when they went to Detroit to get the license for a traditional workwear brand?
That time we didn't think on the license. We wanted to import. We had no idea of licensing. We were in the still together with our brothers, with my brothers and her brother-in-laws. We were in the blue jeans business. We were together with the brand called Big Star at that time, Big Star Jeans.
It was like to give a more modern image because already at that time we felt that blue jeans is a little bit only Western, and at that time maybe Western was not so demanded, you know. So it was to give a new lifestyle to or cheer up a little bit the blue denim.
So we had a bunch of American brands. So our story with Big Star was then the all-American concept because denim was America. So we wanted to give more authenticity. Mm-hmm. That was the reason why we visited Carhartt, USA.
Carhartt が1889年アメリカのデトロイト、ミシガンで立ち上げました。Classic American work and outdoor clothing, its duck brown material became synonymous with urban youth culture in the U.S. from the late 1980s. So from that moment to now, you started with that and then you decided to make Work in Progress, which is the brand that you create. Mm-hmm.
And that time we had also a lot of imports from America, you know. We imported 80% of the stuff in the first years. And we just sold it not to workers. We sold it to students and to young guys. And to
no, and then also for the first years it was so fun that after when we got the license that they produced for us. Can you imagine that they were producing for us and not like we do now our own production? That was the best time. We go there twice a year and we had maybe this 3D styles exclusive for Europe and with our colors and the producer at that time. And that was really cool that it was really said made in USA.
And at that moment, we have internet, we have hip hop culture, we have different places where fashion and culture mix and transmission points.
I think we had a very good Oliver Derbez at that time, you know, which was really into hip hop, skate, and music, BMX. And that helped us to give another image for Carhartt Europe, which I think it was a big step for us to position ourselves.
But then, together with Oliver, he was also a sales rep at Big Star. But I took him. He was a young boy because he has such a great knowledge on street culture because he's a real street cut. It is more modern thing at that time, Beastie Boys and punk and drum and bass and electronic music. Eh? So we say, so we want to be completely different than jeans. We don't sell to any jean store. We don't go any shop in a high street. No department stores, you know, and... So, and we will only support subculture. Even we had maybe a rock star who say free of charge, let's do advertising. We say no. It had to be somebody unknown, somebody ugly.
store. We don't go any shop in the high street, no department stores, you know, and we will only support subculture.
What is the percentage of fashion to culture?
At that time, we can say it was 90% culture. There was nothing which was commercial we wanted to jump on. So, you know, Lowdown was a magazine at that time. Berlin was coming up. And this was our playground, mainly Germany.
But how do you make those decisions? Like, was that like an official policy? Or was it a feeling? Or like, where do you kind of make those
rules? This
was
common sense. We were a small group.
For us, it was just playing. It was not earning money or doing anything. It was just more to have fun, to not please the people. And to be different, really. It was something new at that time.
No, I wouldn't call fun. I mean, we had to survive, but it was not the ultimate goal. The CEO's talking. No, it was not the ultimate goal to make a profit. But this was also lucky because selling Big Star, we had, of course, not only we got the brand card, but we still had some money since the 20 years, the golden times of blue jeans, you know. And this of course, is an advantage. If you have to survive, maybe we could never do card.
We want to jump on.
It was just more to have fun, to not please the people.
Can you talk about accessibility and prices and how to connect with youth culture and how important that is for Carhartt?
A pair of Levi's, it was a fraction what it was in Europe. In Europe it was $100, and in America it was still maybe $29, but the pair of workwear was $9 or $15. Yeah, prices was also one issue. This was also how we discover also Carhartt.
Because I think that, you know, all these kind of collaborations, which are prevalent, you know, even in high fashion now, but of course started more in kind of with street fashion. And these collaborations, especially now that we're seeing, for example, with Nike and even with Carhartt, there's an accessibility that you can't have. Like a kid couldn't buy Undercover, but he could buy Undercover times Nike.
We have another request from a Japanese brand. I cannot name it yet because they don't like that I tell this before things is cool. But they say, yes, if we do it, we want you to produce because then we have another price level. We did it with Neighborhood, for instance, and then the price is more accessible.
Since I've known you guys already, the diversity of collaborations from Heron Preston to Junior Watanabe to Nike. This is like within the last year, and there are more. What is the appeal point, and how do you decide?
We must differentiate collaborations, which is a real collaboration. Let's say we did with Braindead, you know. With Braindead, we are the big guy, and Braindead is the smaller guy. Or with Nike, we are the smaller guy, and Nike is the big guy. But then Heron Preston is not a collaboration. Heron Preston likes us, although we produced it, but we didn't sell it in our store, and we didn't offer it to our customers because the price is way insane. I don't know if your customers would understand if you have a Heron Preston jacket for €1,000 in the store. And same with Junior Watanabe. These are more designers who love workwear, who love the brand.
And then Spazio Maiocchi is a collaboration project, a joint project with Slam Jam. Mm-hmm. How did that come about, and what's the motivation?
We were looking for offices in Milano, for card work in progress for the Italian market, and Slam Jam, he must maybe put more activity in Milan than in Ferrara. It's getting more and more difficult to bring people to Ferrara because it's still countryside. So this always then, luckily, our architect, and it's also architect for Luca Benini, for Slam Jam, Andrea Caputo, found this beautiful space. And then it was up for sale. And then I suggest Luca, why not we buy it together? Because it was too much for me and too much for him, but together, finally, we bought it.
Edwin Sanga emailed it, Staitanoa. Slam Jam and Carhartt have been friends for 25 years and started importing American brands together at the beginning of streetwear, during the golden era of hip-hop. United by this common drive to promote culture, Slam Jam a commencé à distribuer Carhartt en Italie.
Luca's idea is to bring Kaleidoscope as a tenant to support some rent, because we don't need it the whole year. Also, Luca doesn't need it the whole year. And now, temporary, we need it for seasonal sales. Carhartt and Luca can use it. Yeah, it's card showroom. Yeah, yeah, twice a year for 2 months it's a card showroom. Beside that, but in another corner is also a slam jam showroom. And then in between season, if Alex makes an event, can make an event, or then different events can be held. And it just developed.
It's a cultural space.
It's a cultural thing, and it developed very naturally. With slam jams also, they are even more street, more cultural, more socialism, more to bring the not only the space for professional, but also for people from Milan to make events, to make parties, to make like discussions. Recently, there was Virgil had an event there, and this is fantastic. Yeah, But of course, when we launched the Converse Carhartt collaboration shoe, we launched it there, and it's amazing to have a space like this.
What do you think doing work in progress from Europe? How do you think that has influenced the culture of what you do?
I mean, we were never so conscious what we are doing, you know, but at the end it was really a jewel, and we find that what it's beautiful for us that it has this heritage and that it comes from a corner which actually has nothing to do with fashion. And then we had really good people to be a part from the team. And I think that's why it became such a beautiful brand.
Yeah, I think familiarity or trust or tradition is valuable.
And this is what we have to keep. We must bring quality and fair and nice products. It's not the latest shit, but it's cool to have.
With slam jams also, they are even more street, more cultural, more... It's not the latest shit, but it's cool to have.
Thanks for listening to Fashion Anthropology. More episodes on Slam Jam are available now. Fashion Anthropology, edité par Frank Aderer. Music, Krikor Kushian. Keep listening to Hypebeast Radio. Hypebeast Radio, quittez kudasai. Restez branchés sur Hypebeast Radio.
Fashion Anthropology.